computers, eh? What can you do with them? Right then, well, you voted for this yesterday, and I'm back, finally. I went for a night out in Burton last night, and I've only just made it back from Burton. It's been a hell of a trip. But also stories for you, some incidents in a kebab shop, and people losing certain feet and other things like that. I'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. This was a song that was chosen yesterday to open today's show. If you know it already, you recognise it, but I'm going to introduce it. This is Ram Jam with Black Betty. This is Sugar FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me the same. Get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room.
I seem to have some fights with this morning. Bear with me. Feels like morning. We'll be right back. definitely feels like morning at this end. Right, hello. As I was mentioning at the beginning, I had a fantastic night out in Burton last night, which is why my brain is doing one thing, my body is doing another, and the computer seems to want to do its own thing, so I'm just going to let it get on with it. That was my instead of 1 week there, so we're going to try that one again in slight moment. We've also got Tim and Em with us again today. Hopefully... Yeah, hopefully you can hear them, because we've had a few interesting developments with the microphones here. Do I try again, just to make sure?
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. I can hear you loud and clear. So, apologies for that, but these two were with me last night as well, and all three of us have only just got back in the last, like, 10, 15 minutes. So it's mad. Right, okay, let's try 1 week again. Hopefully we'll get all the way through it this time.
Sugar FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room.
Okay, that's it now. I'm really falling out with this song and this computer. Amy Stud Misfit. I'm gonna work out what's going on.
Trap dress, we won't do it all. I spent so long trying to fit the prototype, I kept on slipping in the gears and I never got it right. Oh, what's the use? What's the point? You got the wrong girl. Oh, so you can do what you're doing down there, cause I'll be flying higher. Waste your own time, I don't care. They got 10 on you.
Got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. You can
gonna make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham damn trick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better gloves, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Well, it took long enough, but we got there eventually. That was Ben Eckley with 1 week. You're listening to Richard Bishop, a very shaky Richard Bishop. Now, I can't be the only one who had a decent night out tonight. I know you two did.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But there's got to be more people out there having good nights out last night. So there's many ways you can get in touch with us here in the studio. You've had probably numbers all given to you all this morning. But you can also email me personally, rich@shugradio.co.uk. You can text me personally, put Rich and your message to 60300. Or you can ring me and leave me a voicemail and I'll pick it up during the week and you'll be on for next weekend show. And that's on 0871 471 8030. Right. Oof, I think this morning's going well. This afternoon. See, I keep saying morning because I've only just got up. I know. I what can I say? Right. Come on, there's got to be people out there who have a good night as well. And for those people who had a good night, this is one of my favourite songs of all time for going for a night out. This is Heaven, DJ Sammy.
too much.
Recovered it now. We're back. So yes, we keep telling you about this amazing night out we had last night, and I think it's only fair to share with you with what actually happened. The interesting story is I was talking to Chris on the way up to the studio about us lot sat in a kebab shop in Burton, funnily enough called the Burton Kebab Shop, if I remember rightly.
Imaginatively named.
Yeah. We all sat there, and suddenly, I think it was me actually, had a sudden urge to start singing.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yes.
Yeah. And do we all remember what we started singing?
I sang nothing. I went to ask the manager if he'd mind flinging you out.
But, we actually all started singing S Club 7 Reach. And you think I'm joking, but we really
about
were.
10 of us. Okay,
yeah.
Minus 10. 9 of us.
9 of us, yeah. Because, there was 10 of us out last night. We all got a little bit... shall we say. You did.
No, I was very good.
You woke up feeling like death. Put it that way.
Like death.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Quite a difference.
Yeah, but Well, I still feel like death myself. Actually, just slightly warmed up now. That's all. It was the bacon sandwich this morning. Barbecued bacon.
That was good bacon.
It was, wasn't it? It was. We need that more often. We need to get delivery here every morning. That'd be awesome. So, but anyway, yes, I thought I'd give you the treat now. Not our rendition of it, but the original. Shame. If you were there last night and you're any of the people in Burton last night, hello to you all. I would list you all, but we could be here for the rest of the show. So if you remember the words, and most of you didn't at the time, but I'm putting that down to alcohol because everyone knows this song. God. Really? No, Tim's looking at me blank. So if you want to sing along, go for it. This is S Club 7, Reach. Oh, I really can't believe I'm playing this. I said I wasn't going to play any S Club 7 when I started this show, but it's going to have to be done now. Oh, well, here we go. S Club 7 Reacher. Listen to Richard Bishop on Shug FM. If you had a good night last night, what you guys got up to, any stupid things you did. I know traffic cones has been for, actually no, it's not that stupid, actually it's quite sensible. You never know when you might need a traffic cone, especially in your bedroom. You might need to, I don't know, divert traffic round it or something, I don't know. It's always useful to have those kind of things lying around. But yeah, we're just talking as well, just off air then slightly, about Matt as well, who was Matt Allen, who you might know. He this morning sat in Simon's living room, because we all stayed over at Simon's last night. The birthday boy, well, girl, no, boy. I'm worrying his family. We turned up yesterday. Matt turned up with a princess card, and we turned up with a princess bag with a wand in it, and
fluffy wand for him.
Yeah.
And some bubbles in a pink bottle.
Yeah, and he kept the lot. Actually, he took the wand all the way around town and brought it back with him. He still had it this morning, yeah, so he obviously likes that. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So Matt was. Matt was sat there this morning in Simon's living room staring at his feet, and just by the expression on his face you could tell he was thinking, I'm sure I had four of these last night. And he was like, he was looking at his feet. But hey, never mind. Right, okay, we'll give ourselves a little bit of a break for a minute. So here's a couple of songs for you. You're listening to Shug FM.
It's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up. coming up, it's coming up, it's there.
text in from Matt, who was out with us last night. First of all, saying laughing out loud for Reach of the Stars. Now, he also mentions, though, that I need to give a big shout-out for Steve Tice and Jill Blore, I believe it's pronounced, who got engaged last night in Rome. Now, I don't know whether they're listening, but congratulations, you two. And this is for you.
take a look at me now. So 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 take a look at me now.
Stereophonics Dakota. We're just trying to remember everything from last night. Yeah, we remember we bought him the present and stuff. So we got the princess bag with the wand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink bubbles.
With the bubble blower. Yeah, bubble. Yeah. So, by the way, in case I haven't said it, I think I might have done, but happy birthday, Simon, because it is actually your birthday today, yeah. So, yes, if you are listening somewhere.
I bought him a car.
You bought him a car.
Nissan 350Z.
Yes, yeah.
Handling's a bit iffy, but, you know,
yeah.
It does go,
especially on carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes forwards, backwards, left and right. It's full function remote control.
Yes, yeah. Although it's got very short range. It didn't quite make it all the way to the end of the living room. However, that is quite a large living room, to be fair.
So he has several.
Yeah, several, yeah. In one of his car as well. We got into his car, his dad was dropping us off because of the show yesterday. We turned up late to his. And so we jumped into his dad's car. He was going to drop us off down the pump. Yeah, Air Maddox, yeah.
Can't call it a car, can you?
Well, no, because we sat down. We've got individual seats with armrests and padding on every side of you.
Full leather, of course.
Full leather. You've got air vents above your head with your own little reading light.
A button to get the old air hostesses down.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got in-flight entertainment in the middle with a DVD screen folding down from the ceiling. It was more like an airplane than it was a car, to be fair.
I
want one.
Yeah,
we should have brought that back with us instead of your car. I don't think you would have minded.
No,
you probably wouldn't notice. That's fine. That's right. And it would have had a full tank of petrol as well, so we wouldn't have to stop for petrol on the way. Yeah.
He did offer me a can of petrol.
He did, yes. Yes. So, yes, thank you very much to Simon's mum and dad as well for being some great hosts last night. And for the amazing barbecue bacon sandwiches. We've got to try that.
We weren't up before the actual barbecue to see.
But it was still warm by the time we'd woken
it's
up.
Still warm.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so we got the wand and all that, and then we went to, I think it's called the Mill House, is it? It's local near him. And then went off into town, which we went then to Lord Burton's, which is actually really good.
I did like that.
Yeah. It's Wetherspoons here. We've got Felix back home in Nuneaton for me. It's Wetherspoons type chain thing. That's really good. I recommend that, as long as you don't value personal space, because there isn't any. And if you're lucky enough to find a table, someone else will be finding it at the same time as you. So it's pretty packed in there, but it's a good night. And then went on to Barracuda, which is that was a really good night. Free entry.
Yeah. Big up to Laura, we love you.
Yeah, and Lewis as well, because we said hello to Lewis yesterday as well. Yeah, said hello to Lewis yesterday. There's a burger stand. I've just remembered the burger stand outside Barracuda, because that was an awesome night, but it got very hot, so we all went outside for a little bit of fresh air, right? Sat down on the bench, and I just remember smelling onions, like, you know, cooked onions on a hot dog, and thinking, oh, we need some of that.
So, off we went.
Yeah, to go collect our E. coli burgers.
I had something called a belly buster, which cost £2, and had 2 quarter-pound beef burgers in, and I'll say beef burgers for £2. How much beef do you get?
Yeah.
You don't get half a pound.
No, that's true. But it was good.
It smelled very, very good.
It smelled very good. It tasted good on the way down. I'm not too sure about how it's mixing in there at the moment. To be fair,
you still think it's morning.
I still think it's morning. To be, my brain's not mixing in there at the minute. So, yeah, I'm a little bit all over the place. But
Flares,
yeah. Oh, that was an interesting, I think Grab a Granny comes to mind. Apologies to anyone who went to Flares last night who's listening to us now.
Of senior years,
should we say.
Shout out to the gay guy who got his kit off.
Oh, God, yeah.
I missed it.
Oh, no.
Was I in the toilet? Oh, came dear. Back out to have missed it all.
Well, I was sat because, Jason and Craig were on the dance floor, and they were chucking that thing that they all thought was a bra implant type thing.
Yeah, I still don't know what it was. You think it's like a makeup
but powder thing. How I thought that, God only knows.
I don't know.
So they were throwing this thing around, so I was keeping an eye on them because I knew it was going to come in my direction at some point. And so anyway, I'm looking over, and all of a sudden all I can see is this guy's backside, should we say.
I was about, came in your direction.
Yeah. yeah. And I was looking over and I just thought, help. And of course, then I had to, in true Night Out style, point it out to everyone else who was there, because it's only fair that everyone else gets an eyeful as well.
I missed it.
Yeah, the bouncer came over and got him to put his boxes back on, and then eventually tied up his jeans. Then he walked out of the place holding hands with the guy who pulled his. Yeah, the guy who pulled his. No, it wasn't the bouncer. No, it wasn't the bouncer. That would have been funny. Yeah. But no, he walked out with the guy who actually pulled his trousers down, which I'm thinking is near enough foreplay. On that note, we're moving on. So yeah, that was our night out last night. We then ended up going to the kebab shop, singing Reach for the Stars, getting a taxi home. Then
taxi for the sick.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, because we got in the taxi and someone had already, should we say, used the facilities in the taxi, mainly the door.
And
the ceiling lights.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very good, very good. Right, okay, I'm gonna have to move on now. Because I don't want to talk about it. Because we then collapsed at Simon's, that was about it, and then woke up. Well, I say woke up this morning, I don't think I'm awake yet.
Well, I set my alarm for 10:30, we did get up to about 12.
Yeah, I set mine for 10:30 as well.
You didn't wake up this morning either.
No, I did for about a minute. I picked up my phone, looked at it, cancelled the alarm, and went back to sleep again. That's fair enough. Right, moving on then. It's Bowling for Soup, Punk Rock 101. Remember, if you've got any requests or anything like that, or if you want to hear any tracks at all. Just let me know, you've got all my numbers and all that. You can text Rich and your message to 6300, that'll be through personally.
She works at Hot Topic, his heart microscopic. She thinks that it's love, but to him it's sex. He listens to emo, but Fat Mike's his hero. His bank account zero, what comes next? Same song, different chorus.
paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie. Charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in paradise and put up a fucking lie. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees. Last night I heard the script to be lying up gone away. No taxi to my girl.
That's not even my fault. Cat Grow's Big Yellow Taxi seems to have had a bit of a fit. Can you hear it coming through now? Yeah. It's not even coming off CD, that's off MP3. God only knows what happened there. Anyway, it doesn't matter, because we're about to move off this anyway. It's just gone 5 o'clock.
Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Shug FM Music. Here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Shug FM.
Hey, this is Shug FM. Right, now, just before we carry on, Em's been keeping an eye on the text messages for us.
I have.
Go on, Em, what's the bad news?
Okay, well, we've got Aidan, who's just texted in, asking to play some Foo Fighters and to give a big shout out to all the crazy folk out there. So here you are, Aids, this is for you.
Okay then, Aidan, here we go.
Hello, we are Blink 182.
Hey, what's up? This is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is James Blunt.
This is Shug FM Music.
Shug FM.
Come and I'll take you under.
87.7 Shug FM. Log on today at shugradio.co.uk.
Shug FM.
Once you get a slight taste for this request, Lark, you're all after it. Go on, NM, what's the next one?
Okay, well, we've got a request from Ian, who's had a busy day at work. I know how it feels because I used to do the same job. So this one's for you.
This is Guns N' Roses' November Rain on the Richard Biffle Show on Shug FM, 87.7 FM, and online shugradio.co.uk. Keep your requests coming in if you want it. Guns N' Roses, November Rain. I've got to say, not my normal type of music I'd like to play, but that was good. It was awesome. I enjoyed that. Good choice, good choice. And then we've got some more requests coming through as well. We're going to get through them as soon as we can. We're working on it all. In the meantime, here's Aerosmith with Walk This Way. You're listening to Sug FM on 87.7 FM all around Stafford. And also online at sugarradio.co.uk. Don't forget, as soon as we can, all these shows will also be online for you to listen to again.
Okay, that was a request from Ben, and anyone else from who wants to listen to Aerosmith, that was Aerosmith.
Nicely done.
If you fancy yourself as the next Madonna, Shane or Girls Aloud, get yourself down to the Litton Tree this Sunday for our famous karaoke night. All drinks are just £1.75 from 8 through 10, and with you at the microphone, it's the best way to end your weekend. Don't forget, we also show all the big screen sporting fixtures during the day, and we're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Just like satisfy me, just for me. If you are that kind of man, cause I'm that kind of girl. I got a freaking secret everybody sings. We don't give a damn about a thing.
up right now.
Okay, everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the ceiling.
To the dragon.
87.7 Shug FM.
Hey girls, the boys, superstar DJs, here we go!
Chemical Brothers, Superstar DJs. Obviously, I'm not, because I'm guessing you all heard the quick change to I Touch Myself there. I'm going to admit that one as an accident. I apologise. Okay, just before we carry on with music, I just want to ask everyone out there, I hope they had a good night out last night as we did, and we wanted to kind of hear what you were up to, really. We've got a couple of stories come in from a few people. We just want to hear what the rest of the world got up to last night. So what you have to do is text Rich in your message and send it 6300, or email rich@shugradio.co.uk. You can also visit shugradio.co.uk to find out when all the other shows are on, and you can listen to the show again in the podcast from about tomorrow. This is Shug FM, 87.7 FM, live across Stafford and around the world online.
We all take our chances to find our romances in some other place.
You're listening to Richard Bishop Show on Shug FM. Right now, this is the idea request here, because what we can do is if you text in or something like that, of course, we get your mobile number, or if you email in, you can leave us your number, and we can do this. Can't we, Simon?
We can, yeah.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we can ring up. Now, this is actually Simon. He's cheating here a little bit, because this is actually my mate Simon, whose birthday it was last night. So again, mate, happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, that's okay. So you texted me a minute ago. Now, when I first started this show, you requested a number of songs, didn't you? All around the same artist.
I did, yeah.
And I told you no, basically, because I don't like it. However, it is your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you texted me a minute ago asking for...
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. Okay, right. So, I'm going to play Jack Johnson Good People. Is that all right, mate?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll see you a little bit later, all right?
Cool, I'll see you later.
This is Jack Johnson and Good People.
Will you win? It's your show now. So what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. It's bad, getting worse, so where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we saw. They got this and that with a rattle attack test and one, two. Man, what you gonna do? Bad news, missed news, got too much to lose. Give me some truth, now whose side are we on? Whatever you say, turn on the boob tube. I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. And by the way now, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV shows. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we saw.
You better be happy now. I can't believe I just played that. Never mind. All right, then. Okay, well, that was Jack Johnson, Good People. I can't believe I just played Jack Johnson. Never mind. I don't know what it is I've got against it. I just don't particularly like it. It's all right.
This one's all right.
Wait, what? That's Good People?
One, yeah.
Yeah, you reckon?
It's okay,
but... we'll see. But you've had another request, haven't you, Em?
I have another request from a little guy called Poulter.
Now, we don't know him, do we?
We've
never spoken to him before in our lives, as far as I'm aware. And no one on the radio station should know him at all, really, because, well, it's not as if his voice has been on here or anything like that before. No, nothing like that, no. So go on, then, what's he want?
Okay, well, he wants Turn Up The Sun by Oasis.
Right, no.
No?
No.
No.
No, well, sorry, why? Why should we play that? Why?
Call to call in, tell us why you want it.
No, I'm only joking here. It's Oasis, Turn Up the Sun. You're listening to Richard Bishop on Shug FM. So I'm here now just to say goodbye because it's coming to 6 o'clock now. So you can listen to Richard's show for the past couple of hours. Now I'm not back tomorrow. I'm not back every day, trust me. I am back home to pack lunch on midday on Friday. Talking of which, that's the next live show that'll be on Shug FM. It'll be midday tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll be getting music throughout the night on Shug Radio here. Now, so I'm just going to say bye before we start Blur here. Are you going to say bye as well, you two? Go on.
Bye bye everyone.
All right,
see you all later.
Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Shug FM Music. This is Shug FM Music. Here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Shug FM.